Hi, and welcome to another bonus episode of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we're going to continue our messaging on gratitude and how gratitude affects our success in our areas of our business and our life. And before I jump into today's quick little bonus episode for you, it's Monday, and I'm hoping to give you a little Monday motivation. These bonus episodes usually come out on Mondays or Tuesdays, just so you know. And anyway, before we jump into it, I do want to give a little plug, a little podcast infomercial here, if you might, on a course that I am super excited about. It's going to be launching in December, and it is an Uncharted Entrepreneurs Vision Casting and Goal Mapping series. Or no, it's not a series. A course. It'll be a self-study course for you. And it's going to take you and give you everything you need to make 2021 the best year ever. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to make that happen. Maybe you're like me and you felt like 2020 has just been this year that we never really got a grasp of. Like, it just is flying by, one, which thank goodness. And two, I just felt like I've never really got a grasp on what the heck am I doing this year? Like, I've achieved some things, but it's been kind of sporadic and not really clear and never really a true focus. Like, everything's just felt very fuzzy this year. So I don't know if anybody else could relate to that, but I am ready to stop the fuzziness. I am ready to go back to achieving things that I set out to do. I'm ready to have a clear vision on what I want for my future. And if you want that too, you're going to love this course that I am creating. I'm going to show you how I have achieved a lot of things in my business in the past and how I've helped others achieve big things in their past, from free cars to diamond rings to trips to different things like that. I can show you how to do this. So in this course, we're going to talk vision casting. We're going to talk chunking those big visions and those big dreams down into bite-sized, easy to manage daily to-do list, daily goals, so that you can hit the goals that you achieve for yourself. Because again, I don't know about you, but I am tired of setting goals that I don't achieve. I'm tired of setting these big, lofty goals that I'm excited about one day, and then the next day I forget all about it, or I just get totally overwhelmed and I don't do what I need to do to achieve it. I'm tired of having myself and watching others not even know what they're working for. Like, they're just these wandering people, which I think a lot of us have felt like in 2020, and that's okay. But we're going to get back to knowing what we're working towards. So if that sounds like something that interests you and you want to be on the waiting list for this course, which again will be launched probably mid-December. And why am I doing this in December? Why not wait till the new year? Here's the thing. What I know for sure is that if we wait until the new year to work on a course for goal setting, we miss a month of the year. Because you take the course in January, by the time you get your thoughts and plans and everything in action, it's going to be the beginning of February before you actually start working on it. You lost a whole month of that year. So what I have found, my best years ever is when I started the process in December and I worked on what I wanted for the new year in December so that when the new year rings through, I can start right into the new year working on my goals and I don't waste a moment of it. So that's why we're going to launch this in December so you can get a jump start on 2021. So anyway, if you want to be on the waiting list and one of the first to know when this course goes live, drop me an email, sherrymiterco.com, and I'll make sure you're on that waiting list. I am creating some things, getting some things in place to get that waiting list firmed up tight. That's something the tech stuff behind the scenes, like, ah, that's my thing I don't like doing. But we're going to get that out there for you, okay? So for now, just shoot me an email, sherrymiterco.com, and say, Sherry, put me on the list for the vision and goal setting course. And you'll have all the details as it starts to roll out. There'll be some bonuses for the first few that sign up, some one-on-one accountability coaching, different things like that that I have in place, because I know accountability is a huge factor in hitting our goals. So that's going to be there for you. The course itself will be self-study, but I'm going to put a lot of things in place to help you have that accountability, whether it's with me or with an accountability partner or a group. But anyway, I'm super excited about it, and I am so ready to get that clear vision and hit some big goals in 2021 as I create the life of freedom and flexibility that I desire, and I have a feeling you are as well. So drop me that email, and we'll get you on the wait list so that you know when this course launches. All righty? Okay. Let's dive into today's message. And today's message kind of still, you know, we're still going with the thought of gratitude. And something that occurred to me this weekend is, like, sometimes we hold on to things in the past. I talked a little bit about that last week at the last episode. We hold on to things from our past that don't serve us. And when we hold on to those things, a couple things happen. One, we're holding so tightly to something that we can't, our hands are not open, we're not ready to receive more in our lives and in our business. Or things are so cluttered, there's not room for more. And if you want success in your business and in your life, you have to be open for new, for more, for what's available to you in the future. That means we need to make some room for it. So today I want to talk about what are you holding on to that isn't serving you anymore? So this past weekend, we moved my mother-in-law into a retirement community, into a new apartment. And it was quite interesting. And she was not happy about the move initially. Because I said to some of my friends, it was like giving a cat a bath. Like, she was like, I'm not going. And she was fighting it. Now, once she moved and we got her settled, she already settled right into it. She imagined herself being there even longer than she actually had been. It was funny because she was creating stories. It's like, well, no, you haven't been here that long. So her mind shifted immediately once she was settled. But as we were packing things up from her old apartment, she would look at things and she didn't want to throw anything out. Like, everything, even something, we would find a little trinket that had been buried way back deep in a drawer or a cabinet that, you know, nobody has even seen in 10 years. And she wouldn't throw it away. She wanted to hold on to everything. And she kept saying, but it has all my memories. And we kept saying, no, your memories are in your heart and in your mind. Now, we understand that you don't want to throw everything away. And there were definitely pictures and important things like that, that yes, we want her to have in her new place. But we realized there were so many things she was holding so tightly to that she just couldn't let go of. Now, we made some changes with this move and we decided, you know what, we're just not even going to show her the things that she hasn't seen in 10 years. She obviously doesn't mean that much to her. So we kind of tricking her, I guess. But it just got me really thinking about how we are with things in our mind and our beliefs and our thoughts in life that hold us back from having that success. And what I hope from today's message is I want you to start thinking about, what are you holding on to that doesn't serve you anymore? What thoughts are you holding on to that you shouldn't even revisit anymore? What are you letting creep back into your life that is keeping you from living a joyful, freedom-filled life that you deserve. And it also, as I was thinking on all these things, reminded me of a story I heard years ago by a mentor of mine. And she shared this story of how this generations and generations of family, when they cooked the family ham, you know, the mom learned from her mom how to cook the family ham. And she always cut the ends off of the ham and then put it in the oven to bake. And then the daughter learned from the mom, who had learned from the grandma, how to bake the ham. And she cut the ends off of the ham to put it in the oven to bake. And finally, one day, the granddaughter's husband said, "Honey, why do you do that?" And she said, "Why do you cut off the ends of the ham before you bake it? My mom never did that." And the granddaughter said, "Well, I don't know. It's just the way my mom did it. And that was the way my grandma did it." And he's like, "But why?" So he kept questioning her. So finally, she called up her mom. "Mom, why do you cut the ends of the ham off before you bake it?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know. That's just the way grandma did it. That was the way I, you know, watched her do it." And the husband of the granddaughter kept persistently saying, "But why?" He wanted to know why, because his family didn't cook the ham that way. So finally, they called up grandma. "Grandma, why did you cut the ends of the ham off before you baked it?" And she was like, "Oh dear, the only reason I did that, darling, was because we had a very small oven when I was newly married. And that was the only way I could get the ham to fit into the size of the pan that I had to use in my oven, is I had to cut the ends of the ham off so it would fit in my tiny little oven." So all those years, they were cutting the ends of the ham off, thinking that's the way you had to cook it. And it was a practical reason that grandma had to do to get the ham to fit in the pan in her tiny oven. So sometimes we do that, don't we? We have these thoughts that we don't even know where they came from, but they're not serving us well. They're not necessary thoughts. So what I would love for you to do today is think about that. What are some thoughts that you've been thinking? Whether it's how you feel about yourself, maybe it was something somebody said to you 20 years ago, and you've held on to that negative perception of yourself because of something somebody said. And maybe you even took it out of context. Maybe it's how you see yourself. Maybe it's what you think of yourself. Maybe it's how you work and your work ethic. And really think back. Why do you think that way? And then also look around your home, your office, and again, in your own mind. And what's cluttering it up? Get rid of it. What can you get rid of? When you walk around your house, I was also having another conversation with another friend of mine. And we were just talking about how little things can bug us. So walk around your house. What's bugging you? Get rid of it or fix it. Don't carry the clutter through your house. Don't carry it into your office, and don't keep it in your mind. You got to free the clutter so that you can work freely. And it's amazing when we start working in a cleaner space, how much better we will feel. And that's what we did for my mother-in-law. Like, we moved a fraction of what she had in her apartment we moved her out of into this new apartment. And the space is so much cleaner. It's so much brighter. And it just, you could immediately see once she settled in that she was so much calmer in her new space. And I think that's so true for us. When we can get rid of the clutter, we can be so much calmer and be freer in our minds, start getting creative. And that's when we become our best selves. Also think about just what is in your way. What are you stepping over all the time? And again, this could be physically or it could just be figuratively. So what is it that you find yourself stepping over that maybe you just need to pick it up and move it? So is there something that you've been, again, thinking all your life about that really, when you really start to dig deep, kind of like the ham story, it's not serving you anymore? Or that when you dig back to why you think that way, it doesn't even make sense for you to still think that way. Get rid of that thought. It's not serving you anymore. Is there something that's bugging you, something that's cluttering up your home that you don't need anymore? Or again, a thought. Get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Throw it out. Give it away. Cancel it. Or if it's a thought, change the thought. And quit stepping over stuff that's bugging you. Just move on. So I hope that today's message just gives you permission to throw some stuff away. Whether it is physical stuff you need to actually pick up and throw away, or things in your mind that you just need to redo that thought, cancel that thought, change that thought, stop having that thought, throw it away, and make room for new stuff to come into your life, for the stuff that gives you joy, for the stuff that fills your soul, for the stuff that makes you happy. Again, whether it's something physical or something just in your brain and your thoughts. I try not, and I always say, I don't collect stuff, I collect memories. But if I have something around me in my home, I'm either going to use it, or it's something that it gives me joy when I see it, or it serves a purpose of some sort. Otherwise, it's out of here. And when you can start to live that way, it's so much more freeing. And I want you to start doing that too, not just in your, again, physical home, but also in your mindset. So I hope I didn't talk too much in circles today about this concept. And I hope you kind of get the concept of what I'm trying to say here. Let me know if it made sense to you. And what things are you going to throw out? What ideas, what thoughts are you going to cancel out? Or is there something physical? Show me a picture. Hey, Sherry, I'm throwing this away. It doesn't serve me anymore. And let's clear the clutter physically and mentally, okay? So that we can get ready for all the abundance that is coming your way in 2021. Also, don't forget, if you are ready to start really vision casting and goal setting to have 2021 be the best year ever, let me know, sherrimiterco.com, so sherrimiterco @gmail.com. Shoot me an email. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook. DM me. Let me know how this podcast helped you today, and also if you want to be on the waiting list. Oh, one more thing. So we are, I'm sure after today's message gets launched, we will hit that 1,000 download mark. Oh my gosh, so exciting, so amazing. So to celebrate that, I am going to give a scholarship for the goal set, the vision casting and goal setting course. So keep your ears out. I'll be sharing how to get this, how to be in the drawing to win the scholarship, which the course is not going to be that expensive to begin with. But anyway, you can win it for free. And I'll have the details out on that on the next podcast that'll be coming out on Thursday this week. Or make sure you join the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community. I'll be launching how to win the free course in there by Wednesday. All right. As always, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed today's bonus podcast.